Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ron and Anian, for the folks that say, it's an old car, it's easy to fix. Yeah, you got to get parts for it first, because a lot of the stuff comes in from China, a lot of the stuff gets replicated, and a lot of the stuff is junk. And now I'm finding even the domestic stuff, it's a problem.
Two old tons of chrome and steel, a man's best friend is his automobile.
The Car Doctor.
There's a rattle in the back end of the car, and it sounds like a large metal garbage can being rattled.
Yeah, I would do that. I would get your hands on Subaru Bulletin 09-66-16. What happened was the back shell of the muffler wasn't assembled properly.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Sometimes in auto repair, you've got to think outside the box. Most days, actually. You never know where that box is. You don't know what the perimeter is. You don't know where that other side is that you have to go to. And I guess that's what makes you want to do it, right? I mean, that's part of it. You know, find something you like doing. You'll never work a day in your life. We had a shop around the corner from us this week. They have a fleet account where they work on 2021 Nissan Rogues, model year 21 Nissan Rogues. And they've got like 50 of them. So they'll, you know, they service them. They do what they have to do. And some of them have higher mileage on them than others. And one of them had about 200,000 miles on it, and it blew the engine this week. It failed. And the problem was they had just put brand new tires on it 2 weeks prior. They had another 21 Nissan Rogue, same car, same fleet, that with obviously lesser miles, and it didn't matter the mileage, the engine still worked, but it needed tires. So it was a simple request, very simple. The owner of the fleet company said, hey, can you take the tires and wheels off of one and put it on the other? Just do a simple wheel swap. Everything was identical. And, you know, my guy at the other shop, my friend Chuck, he said, yeah, we can do that. So the problem was, as you might have guessed, that the tire pressure sensors from one vehicle to the other don't match. There's different unique numbers to each TPMS sensor that are programmed to the vehicle. So there was going to be some TPMS, tire pressure monitoring programming required. And, you know, they figured, hey, how hard could it be? You know, we should be able to blast right through this, not a problem. And they couldn't. And the reason they couldn't was because there's a security protocol on model year 20 and up Nissans, where they're not allowing anything but a factory level scan tool to get in that has security access clearance. This is a problem. This is creating a monopoly. I'm going to call it what it is. This is creating an issue for consumers. The concern here is that aftermarket shops, model year 20 and up, I know of no way. Well, I do know of a way to get in, and I'm going to tell you what we did. But for the, you know, for the average shop that doesn't have what I'm going to talk to you about, they're out of luck. They've got no way to accomplish this, and that's a problem. That's a monopoly. And, you know, that's going to be an issue going forward, because look how easily Nissan has locked everybody out but Nissan dealers. If you don't have security access, no scan tool in the marketplace other than an Opus IVS will get into that system. And the way Opus does it, because I knew this was, you know, and when they called me up in their cry for help, I said, yeah, bring it over. We'll figure something out. I got out my Opus scan tool, my Opus IVS, plugged in, and I was right. My base Opus with the software that comes in it from them wouldn't access it because it doesn't have security protocol clearance, right? It needs to see the license to authenticate it, which isn't available yet. I went out to AutoAuth, who is the licensing body for North America. They handle our Chrysler authentication, and they don't have access or the ability to provide for us for Nissan yet. I was told yet. I was told it's in the works, but North America is out of luck right now. So I called up Opus. I called up tech support, and I said, hey, I've got this 21 Nissan Rogue. And the guy on tech support was great. He's listening very feverishly, and I said, I need you to install, see, because this is what Opus can do, and Opus is the only scan tool in the market that I know that can do this. Opus can install, download over the computer network, dealer-level software. So now you're looking at the factory scan tool. And I explained it to him. I said, I need you to install the factory scan tool in my Opus so that I can then learn the tire pressure monitoring system and I can program the codes in. And I could hear his ears kind of kick to the side, like, you want me to do what? To do what for tires? And I explained, I said, this is the only way you can get into the system that I'm aware of. And I was right. They logged in, they installed the Nissan factory software. So now we were looking at the same tool that the dealer has. We put the vehicle in learned mode. And I think the guy from tech support was kind of watching the show too. I'm not sure who was learning from who. It was going both ways. It was kind of funny late in the day on Thursday this week. And we put the vehicle in learn mode, and then we walked around using our regular shop TPMS tool to wake up each individual sensor, because the way Nissan learns their tire pressure sensor position is, you know, they will put the vehicle in learn mode using a scan tool. And then they wake up each sensor, and as each sensor wakes up, the body module records, okay, the left front has serial number 12345, the right front has 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, the right rear has 14, 15, 16, 17, and so on. And we were able to use, but look at the technology, right? Look at how complicated it's gotten just for simple tire pressure coding. And I haven't heard anybody talking about this. I called a couple of the scan tool manufacturers and some of the tire pressure scan tool manufacturers as well, because tire pressure systems have their own scan tool now. And everybody was in shock. Nobody had heard of this, except for one, actually, 31 Inc. The guys over at 31 Inc. were aware of it. And they knew that there was something in the works. They didn't realize it had manifested itself into the marketplace at this point so predominantly. And, you know, the hoops that we have to jump through. And I said to myself, what happens to that tire shop? Because 20 and 21 Nissan Rogues surely need tires by now. So, you know, for that poor unsuspecting guy or girl out there working in a tire shop that, you know, puts a tire on and by accident, I mean, it happens. They break a tire pressure sensor, or, you know, what if the sensor goes bad? The only place you're going is the dealer. That is the only place right now in the market that has the ability to do that, unless they've got an Opus, unless they've got the ability to do an Opus and, you know, to do it that way. So just I wanted to tell you this story because I thought, you know, I don't like it when you, the consumer, and you, the shop that's out there that's listening, gets boxed into a corner, and I want to try and tell you the pitfalls as I see them before it happens. But this is a problem. Now, the nearest available release date, I'm told, is the fall. So we may not see TPMS access to Nissan's, or bigger problem, scan tool access for data to Nissan's for at least another 5 or 6 months. So, you know, be cautious what you work on. Be cautious what you choose to deal with, because you may find yourself boxed in a corner. Just ugly. Just ugly. It's just downright silly. You know, they're limiting the market and they're limiting where people can go get cars. And I think sooner or later that comes back to bite you. And I think that they've, I think they know what they're doing. So Nissan is doing some strange things. And right now it's just very important. See, let me back up a minute. You know, what Chrysler did, if you remember back around model year 15, 16, somebody hacked the Jeep Grand Cherokee and took over and controlled that vehicle and ran everything and actually drove the vehicle. They took over operation from the person driving it. And the concern was Chrysler's could be hacked, just like any other computer gets hacked. So they came up with a procedure that requires you to, now when you plug in a scan tool, anybody's scan tool, the scan tool goes up to the cloud via the internet. It looks for its serial number or a login through a website called AutoAuth, A-U-T-O, Auth, A-U-T-H, AutoAuth.com. And as long as the license for that scan tool, I'm sorry, the serial number for that scan tool is found licensed through AutoAuth, they will then allow it to come back down the other side of the internet, go to the car, exchange security protocols, and allow the scan tool to log in so it can be used to diagnose. Of course, that's a $50 a year licensing fee. So, you know, it doesn't happen for free, and it doesn't happen by magic. You know, and now you're going to see Nissan do it. And I'm willing to bet going forward, you're going to see a lot of car companies do it where they require, you know, that licensing to happen on many fronts. So you, the consumer that's out there today, you can expect the cost to diagnose go up, because it's only going to increase the operating cost of the repair shop, and it's going to get passed on so they can stay in business and be there to try and take care of you. So, but something as simple as tire pressure monitoring, you know, just gets awful convoluted and twisted even in the best of times. So, but Opus IVS really did the job. And if you haven't looked at one yet, if you're a repair shop out there, by all means you should, because that's the future. It's here now. 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I got it! I got your number on the wall! I got it! I got it!
it on the wall so you don't forget to call for car advice done right. 855-560-9900. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's take a ride to Connecticut and talk to Dan with his 15 grand caravan. Dan, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
I listen every week on the podcast.
Thank you, sir.
I got a little leak. I noticed it in my driveway. You know, I noticed it more when the rain hit it. Looked like a rainbow. But I got under there and took a look. To me, it looks like it's coming behind. There's a behind the transmission pan, there's some kind of, a little bit above it, there's a housing with a gasket.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I mean, I never even changed the oil on this car. I don't even know where the plug is.
Yeah.
But it's definitely oil. It's not transmission fluid.
Okay. So why don't we do this? Before we assume and fall into that trap, you're a little mechanically inclined, Dan. You're mechanically handy and such. You don't mind crawling under the car, changing the oil, looking at things like that?
No. Well, I'm getting a little older now. I used to do all my own stuff.
Okay. So I
never even changed the oil on this fan.
Yeah, why don't we add some dye? Pick one, engine oil or trans fluid. I vote engine oil if that's where you think it is. Do you have a local AutoZone nearby? Stop at an AutoZone. Tell them you want some oil dye additive for the engine oil. All right?
Okay.
And what you're going to do is you're going to add dye to the engine crankcase in the same place that you would put the engine oil. All right? Just take the fill cap off and just pour the dye in and drive it. Put a couple of miles on it. And then, you know, you'll need some glasses and a black light. They probably sell the kit. It's probably cheap enough. Or you can take it to your local mechanic if he's got a dye kit once you add the dye and let him look at it. And they'll be able to see, because this way you're saving a step, right? You know, you're adding the dye, and you can drive it, you know, put 200-300 miles on it, and let's see where it goes. Now, you want to get under there while you're at AutoZone and pick up some spray solvent or some brake clean and very carefully wash off where the oil is, so at least way it's a fresh start, so to speak. And, you know, then add the dye that you get there and, you know, then go for a ride. This way, when you take it into your mechanic, it's a clean area, and then he can clearly see. Now, if you don't see any dye, right, if there's no signs of engine, you know, if there's no signs of fluorescence in whatever the fluid is, guess what? It's not engine oil. It's trans fluid. Because that's the only other thing down there, right?
Yeah, I don't know anything about the bottom of this engine. Wouldn't
right.
the trans be red, though?
Trans should be red. However, you know, don't judge it by color because the vehicle is 9 years old. How many miles are on it?
Right.
How many miles are on it?
90.
Right. So you ever see trans fluid turn black? Right? So.
Well, I actually checked the trans and the oil last week, and the trans was all red.
Okay.
The oil was not low at all. The oil was good.
All right. Well, before we start changing parts or loosening, I mean, obviously you can check this cover and see if it's loose. You know, see if the bolts are loose, but if not, you know, some oil dye and an additive, and it's just a great place to start. At least then you've got some clear-cut answers and you're diagnosing something before you start twisting bolts and changing something that may not need to be changed.
That cover, Ron, and it has a black gasket, and you could actually see one portion of the gasket bulging. What is that? Is that the oil filter housing? Or
I'm trying to picture it in my mind, John. Which engine is this?
Dan,
I'm sorry.
The 3.6.
Well, the 3.6, isn't the oil filter housing up top? Isn't the oil filter on top?
Yes.
Okay.
I know where the transmission fan is.
All right.
I know that.
So you're seeing...
This is right behind it.
Right. So you're seeing the leak down bottom, right?
Right. It's right behind the transmission pan, a little bit above it. There's
okay. Why don't we do this? Have you looked at the oil filter housing up top?
Just a little bit. I mean, I saw a little bit of oil there, but not much at all.
Well, the fact that you're seeing oil there, because that oil has that galley has a drain port at the back of the engine. So if there's oil leaking out of that oil filter housing, which there probably is, trust me, they that's built into the car from the day they designed it. They just didn't tell you when you bought it. that it's going to leak oil out of that filter housing, and it's going to leak out the back, and it's going to run down, and it's going to look like the leak is from the bottom, but it's really from the top.
Yeah, okay. This is right, you know, on the driver's side.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, okay.
I understand.
Okay, Ron.
All right. But just don't rule out that oil filter housing is leaking, and does that need to be replaced? So let's go back.
Okay.
When you go to AutoZone, ask them about replacement oil filter housings for that vehicle, and you'll find that they'll probably bring up the fact that Dorman, a company by the name of Dorman, DormanProducts.com, Dorman makes an aluminum oil filter housing for that vehicle. That filter housing is a big problem, Danny. All right. So let's not overlook the possibility that that's leaking too, or that's leaking too. Like you've got two leaks, you know, with this gasket that you see bulging, but you know, oil runs downhill just like water. So let's, you know, if we're going to add a dye and start looking, or if we want to start somewhere, if that oil filter housing is leaking, I would fix that first. Or add the dye, whichever way you want to go. You got a couple of options here. You got a bunch of things going on. I would probably add the dye thinking about it. That way, at least you get an overall picture of what, if anything else, is leaking. Look at the top, look at the bottom, and you can kind of work your way from there. And the dye kits are cheap. The dye kits are under $20.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the help.
All right. You're very welcome, sir. If you need more, you know where to find me.
Okay.
All right. Very welcome. Be well. 855-560-9900. Yeah, let's, you know, there's a lot there. Let's not jump ahead of ourselves. You know, gaskets bulging. Trust me, those oil filter housings leak like the sun's going to come up tomorrow. 855-560-9900. Ron and Andy and the Car Doctor. I'm back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome back. Ron Neen, the Car Doctor, here at 855-560-9900. Again, 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's 24/7 phone number. Give us a call, leave a message. Executive producer and chief cook and bottle washer Tom Ray will give you a call back, and you know, we'll put you in the next live broadcast. So let's wander over to, let's go to John in Illinois, 12 GMC Terrain. John, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron, took the 2012 GMC Terrain 2.4 into the mechanic and wasn't started, wasn't running correctly. And he sent a picture of the variable timing solenoid that showed a bunch of engine shaving, metal shavings in that middle rib part, kind of like shaped like a tube. I'm sure you ran across this before or looked at, there's been a lawsuit filed, yada, yada, class action, but I think my time may have expired. What do you suggest?
There's a few things going on here, John. GM was, there's a recall and special policy adjustment regarding rings. There's a special policy adjustment for plugged PCV valves. I think the limit on the rings was 10 years, 120,000 miles, if I remember right, and you're out by that. You know, mm-hmm. if you want to join the lawsuit and see if that gets you anywhere, but, you know, is that 10 years from now when it finally gets settled, and what good does that do you? You know, or you try to fix it, right? It's
right.
How many miles are on the vehicle now?
70,000.
Wow. That's terrible.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, there's a few things you can deal with, all right? If you can get your hands on GM document number 14882, mm-hmm. all right, it talks about a plugged PC orifice in the intake manifold. That one mm-hmm. came out around early part of 2015, and I think there's a few after that. And basically what they want you to do, you know how when you lift the hood, there's that black cover over the top of the engine?
Yep.
And there's that tube off to the side, goes on the passenger side. That's the PCV tube. They want
Got
you
it.
To check to see if that's restricted. All right?
Okay.
And, you know, normally we'd use a vacuum gauge. In this case, they want you to use a manometer. A manometer mm-hmm. is just a very, it sounds scary, but it's a very accurate vacuum gauge in a sense, and it's much more sensitive. 6 inches of water, which is what a manometer measures, equals 1 inch of vacuum. So to use a regular vacuum gauge isn't enough. It won't give you a low enough reading. You know, yeah, you want to, you know, stick your tongue over the end of the hole and see if you feel suction, as somebody once said to me. Yeah, great, go ahead. But I'm trying to be scientific about it. But the idea is the PCV orifice or the PCV line itself restricted somehow? We're looking
right.
to see. If you take the oil fill cap off while the engine is running, is there an excessive amount of blow-by indicated?
Right.
Right. You know, it's all the traditional things you would look for or look at trying to determine blow-by out of an engine. If you decide, hey, you know, it's not practical to take it apart because of the cost involved, and you want to try the chemical approach, as I refer to it, we could maybe consider, once we verify the PCV is working so that the crankcase is venting correctly, we could try using some sort of a chemical flush to see if it loosens the rings up. Because usually, and you know, you're the perfect example, what does this vehicle go? 6,000 miles a year, 5,000 miles a year, right? It doesn't travel far. You know, get out to your local AutoZone, go in there and tell them what you're trying to do. Tell them you've got sticky rings. Tell them you've got, you know, this 2.4 in this GMC. I'm sure they're familiar with the problem. They're good like that. And, you know, do they have something strong in the way of a crankcase flush that might have some success? And you might have to do that process twice. If nothing else, John, you'll feel good about the fact that if the chemical flush doesn't work, you know you tried. Right, you did.
Yeah, they can't get it started, Ron. It's got the metal shavings in between the two ribs on that solenoid, and that's what scares me.
Yeah, I've never seen it where they get metal shavings like that. That makes me think the engine itself is coming apart if that's the case. So,
yep.
You know, if there's metal shavings there, what's the oil filter look like?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do we take the oil filter and cut it apart and look in the pleats? All right. If there's metal shavings that bad, okay, if you were to take some of the oil, right, it won't take much, pull the dipstick out 7 times and squeeze off the end into a Dixie cup.
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
And put it in a microwave. If you microwave oil, as long as it's in a microwave safe container and it flashes and sparks, guess what?
Yeah.
There's oil, there's metal in the oil.
So let's assume that, Ron, this thing is coming apart.
Right.
What's better, a remand from someone, or I don't know what this point to do?
Well, if the engine is truly coming apart and you're going to replace it, you know, repair it, you know, who's your regular mechanic?
It's right now at a shop in St. Louis.
Okay.
And they're the ones that folded up, closed the hood, and said, we can't do anything with it.
All right. Yeah, because not a lot of, you know, it's hard now. A lot of shops, myself included, no longer do heavy engine work. We have no resources for remanufactured engines or engine components. It's getting very difficult. So, you know, you've got to go and consider, you know, you've got to find a shop that, you know, will do it and back it with some kind of a warranty. Who does your normal, you know, you're in Illinois, John, is when you say St. Louis, is that a hop, skip, and a jump away for you? Or, you know,
yeah, it's a hundred mile. It's my niece's car, and that's where it is. And she called Uncle John, and she said, "What do I do?"
Right.
I could tow it back up here to Springfield, where I listen to you on WTAX every Sunday.
Right.
It's a delayed broadcast.
Right.
But you know, I'm kind of at my wit's end and wanting to help her, but they've closed the issue and closed the hood, and I don't know where to go from here.
You know, I think the approach has to be trying to get money out of General Motors could be long and tedious, right?
And I think it may have expired. What I've read on the internet is they only covered it for 7 years and under that class action.
Right, and you're past that. So at this point, you know, let's just figure out how do we get out of it. It's just a car and life's too short. And not to be blunt and, you know what I mean? It's just it's not worth the headache. So, you know, is the rest of the car, listen, let's have the conversation about do you put an engine in this car? What kind of shape is the rest of the car in? Okay.
It looks wonderful.
So if you found a shop and it was, I'm going to use New Jersey pricing, $5,000 to $7,000 to put an engine in this.
Mm-hmm.
$5,000 to $7,000 is cheaper than, you know, 30, cheaper than 40.
Yes.
You know, you've just got to find somebody. Now, do this, John. You're in Springfield?
Yes.
Call Jasper Engines.
Yes, I thought about that.
Yeah, call Jasper Engines and say, hey, I'm in Springfield. Who's your local installer here in Springfield? And go talk to them. All right. I think you have to bring it up to Uncle John, because I think this way, you know, if you're going to be involved in this financially, you're going to feel better about where your money's going.
Yes.
You know, I understand that. Listen, this is what us elders have to do, right? We're mentors to the kids. You know, it's part of the process. But I think this way you can oversee the operation, and then when they're doing the engine, if somebody does the engine, you know, we've got to talk about the rest of it. Belts, hoses, tune-up parts, all the fluids in the rest of the vehicle, peek at the brakes, peek at the suspension, you know, how's the
how's
the radiator, all those things.
Yeah, 70,000 miles, got good tires, we just put brakes on it, did a tune-up, always do the oil changes.
Yeah.
The thing that I would have wished happened is, hey, Uncle John, when this thing, I took it on a 200-mile trip, I came back, I had no oil in it.
Right.
That's when I wished that would have been notified. But that's what it is, Ron.
Yeah,
so,
you know.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I wish I had a better answer for you, John. I can only tell you this. Just approach it with a calm, cool head, and you'll feel better about it. It's not worth getting upset over. All right, sir?
Have a good day. Thank you
too
for taking the call.
You're very welcome. Good luck to you. That's a tough spot. You know, it's the price of the new car, though, has just positioned things as you've got to fix it. And I think we're seeing that more and more. Somebody was telling me the other day they were out new car shopping. The average new car interest rate is between 8 and 10%. Wow. Absolutely crazy. So, you know, it's you got to look for the deals when Toyota-thon comes along with 2.49%, but that's a horse of another color. 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Nene, the Car Doctor, here at your service. Looking for more about us, by the way, get out to cardoctorshow.com and see what it's all about. Let's go over to Jeremy in Washington, D.C. Jeremy, welcome back, sir. How can we help you today?
Hey, so I was working on my sister's 07 Highlander. It had to have a couple things done to get past the safety inspection. I called you about it a couple weeks ago.
Right, the control arm car.
Ended up doing this lower control arm.
Yep.
Yeah, and I ended up, my shop couldn't get him in time, like, because I was down to the wire because of the inspection thing, so I ended up doing him, and that wasn't a lot of fun, by the way. But as part of the same inspection, they had dinged her for having the rear valve cover gasket on that car, which is, it's the transverse V6. That wasn't a lot of fun either, by the way. They got her for, you know, oil dripping on the exhaust, and, you know, it needed to be done anyway, so I'm like, all right, screw it. I'm already out here. It's already cold, whatever. Let's just do it. And it was no fun. But, you know, I took it then due to a variety of factors. I ended up taking it to another shop to get reinspected after it had failed initially. And he was like, valve cover gasket doesn't have anything to do with safety. He's like, so you have the occasional drop of oil in the exhaust. But he's like, that's not a safety thing. And I was just wondering, when you were doing, back when Jersey had inspections, if that was on your all's list of stuff, if it was listed under the emissions part, if you had, like, oil, you know, dripping on the exhaust, if you would have dinged it.
Did I ever tell you the story about the day the car doctor went to war with the New Jersey Division of Motor Vehicles? I'm about to.
No, have not.
So in New Jersey, and this is going back 15 years or so or more, all right, which is kind of sad because that tells me I've been on the air that long and I'm getting older. But in any event, New Jersey had a statute on the books at the time under safety that if the vehicle had an excessive oil leak. And for this exact reason, I talked about this on air and I got a visit from DMV, so I might get a visit on Monday, we'll see. And I don't care. And the conversation was, I talked about how I had a vehicle that had an oil leak. But New Jersey had no parameter. They didn't say, well, you know, and I always wanted to know, is it a 1-inch leak, a 3-inch leak, a 4-inch leak? Is it oil out under the car that is hitting the back bumper? Like, how big of a leak? Because before I had the exact feeling as you, before I condemn a vehicle and take something off the road that's preventing somebody from going to do their livelihood, I need a parameter. I need a guideline. I need to be able to say, well, let's see, it's 6 inches. It's a 6-inch leak. You're out. New Jersey never gave me an answer. And I explained that to them. And I'm not sure where they got stuck, but I never heard back once they realized that, you know, I'm not just some garage owner, but I'm this guy with a radio show that, you know, not that I would be nasty about it, but I wasn't thrilled to not be able to talk about it. You know, it's a problem. Now, by the same token, I agree that those back valve covers are nasty, and I agree that they should be done. My concern is, how big of an oil leak was it? Was it big enough that oil hitting the exhaust manifold on a hot July day when underhood temperature goes through the roof, could that ignite and become a fire? Oil does have a flash point. You know, it's like I always tell people, power steering fluid has a flash point too. You know, at the very least, it's going to make a smoky, sloppy mess. When does the dripping oil get down onto an oxygen sensor? You know, there's 100 ways to look at it, Jeremy. Is it legal in Washington, D.C. parameters as far as safety inspection? That, you know, since you've got one shop saying no and another shop saying yes, I would call DMV or whoever does DMV for that area that she's licensed in, where the vehicle's inspected in, and you should be able to get a legal, you know, here's the requirement. It's got to meet this. because either shop A is wrong or shop B is wrong. And, you know, from
well,
there...
Well, you know, sir, and I already did the thing. I was just curious. You know what I mean? Like, I did it because, like you said, it needed done, and it was,
right.
It was disgusting.
It will be.
But I was like,
it
you
will
know,
be,
man, it would... It,
yeah, let me say this, Jeremy. It will be within the confines of whatever DMV allows, and just for future reference, you'll know from there. But, yeah, I agree. It's a vague reason. You've got to know the reason why before you do it again. Thanks for the call. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Hey, coming up next, we're going in the shop, courtesy of AutoZone. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome back. Ronnie and the Car Doctor, we're in the shop right now, courtesy of the folks over at AutoZonePro.com. You know, for all my shop owners out there, you know what it's like, right? It's 3 o'clock Friday, and you got that last oil change going on the rack, or that second to last oil change going on the rack, and you haven't gotten to it yet because it's 3 o'clock, and you're busy. You've been busy all morning, and like, yeah, I got to get to that. I know it's just an oil change. That's all he wanted to do. We should look it over, but we don't have time because we're too busy doing everything else. We had one of those this week, a 2010 Ford Escape. I thought of Tom, the old square body Escapes. And here was another one with high mileage on it. And we took it for that road test about 3:05. And driving down the road, everything seemed good. But when you stepped on the brake, you got this nasty ka-thump, 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 ka-thump when you let off the brake. And it just stayed there doing that until you got back to the shop. We put it up in the air and found that the left front brake was locked. It wouldn't release, which I thought was strange because it didn't pull. It didn't have a brake pull one side or the other, but the left front brake was definitely locked up. I released the bleeder. I opened the bleeder on the right front, and it released the left front wheel, which told me the right front hose was bad, and that explained why it didn't pull. Okay, the left front was being applied. The right front was not doing anything, and it just, I don't know. I still think about it, and I wonder why. Bottom line, we called up AutoZone, and we were able to get a set of hoses and calipers in time, every time, like they always do. They came to our aid like the cavalry, and we were able to get the car out the door on time. So when you're in that last-minute pinch, you got to call your parts supplier. Make sure it's one you can count on. Find more at AutoZonePro.com. Till the next time, I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.